And welcome everyone to another episode of Enter the Amazon.
I have returned from the ether.
Yes, the Ichi's back.
I was not on last week's episode of Cast Ranger for several different reasons.
One being you were working on my time machine so I could go forward to watch X-Aid.
Yeah, that.
Why?
How's that going?
There's only 3 weeks left, Lane.
I can't wait. That's 3 weeks too long.
I require some aid.
Okay.
Some eggs aid.
Oh, don't say that!
No! No, you ruined it!
Yeah, thanks.
No! Okay, so I'm just... For those who care, I'll just give a little bit of information. I just had a real bad weekend. I'm having some computer problems, and then I had some medical problems. That's part of why this episode of Enter the Amazon is a little late.
That's okay.
But everything is on its way out, and... Hopefully I'll be able to rejoin Cast Ranger this week.
So, because of which, for those who don't know, I will admit we are recording this where we recorded episode 100 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Don't fucking tell people that!
Well, they might have noticed the lack of Aircaster.
Woo! I need good acoustics. Anyways.
Yes, we're recording this at the evil council table of doom, as I refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Apologies if the audio is weird, but we're using the same mic, so hopefully we're good.
Y'all. Okay. Well,
it might even be better because of the acoustics. Who knows?
You want it might be better? Cue in a roll call.
We're live! Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast. Loading.
Connect.
Loyal Aim Lab! Pink caster, Light Red!
Equipment Wielder! Blue caster, Cheetah's Azir!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellow caster, Auto Gar!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Episode 6 of Kamen Rider Amazons. For What I Fight.
For What I Fight.
I thought this was a pretty great episode.
Oh no, this is fantastic. We learned so much shit. One, we learned it's pretty much assumed that Jin created the belt.
And two...
You know, he was one of the scientists who worked on the fucking Amazon cell.
He's part of the reason they were created, yeah.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yep.
You could say he was the Alpha.
And he willingly injected himself with it so he could fight killing all the Amazons.
That's pretty badass.
So, no. What's cool is now we know why Alpha and Omega are opposites of each other. Jin wants to destroy all the Amazons while Haruka's like... No, I will protect anyone, even if they're an Amazon.
Yeah, like Mamoru.
And I was like, that's cool. Yes, and we got to see some more Haruka-Mamoru friendship bonding, and I love that. He's like, so you literally just fight for hamburgers? Yeah!
Also because he loves the team.
I love the team, also love hamburgers. Here! Take one!
The note I wrote for that scene was breaking Bergs with Mamoru.
Yep.
But let's talk about this in order. So, the fight with the Caterpillar Amazon... was pretty amazing. I love how he henshined in front of her and it's just like, oh, Haruka, what are you?
And then he just goes fucking ape shit and like ejects spikes out of his body.
And you want this?
I kept trying to think of something to compare it to and I'm still short.
Kamen Shin.
Did he do the whole spikes everywhere thing?
No, but it was more or less like this show is now starting to resemble Kamen Rider Shin, if it had a TV series.
Oh, if Shin had a TV series, oh man. No, I'm reminding of like kind of like Seed Girls, like not like, you know, he grows spikes out of his body or whatever like that. Not to that degree, but
that's what Amazon just did. Omega just did.
And
Soul Leader, maybe with the blade with the people who turn into weapons.
I guess.
So
yeah, I love how the whole. Shido and the team have been like, oh, we don't know what your motives are, so I won't trust you to back me up, and then immediately flip-flops on that. Back the kid up! I guess I changed my mind, only because we're gonna die.
No, but then Haruka later goes up to him and is like, I know my motivation for fighting, it's so I can
I just love how after that first fight, Shido essentially goes, now that you've saved us, fuck you.
Yep.
What a fucking asshole this guy is.
Yeah,
well, really thinking.
I don't want you to back me up, but I will if it means I won't die.
Well, it makes sense he was a douche because he was the antagonist in Ultraman Nexus, right, Gar?
Maybe.
Dark Mephisto.
I just thought it was how hilarious how after Omega does his spiky thing, just the caterpillar just literally dummies all on the fucking ground.
No, and what's cool is, like, they look at them and they look at them on the Amazon and they're like, it hasn't dissolved yet. And me just click into them and I'm like, he's not dead.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
like,
a cocoon.
Think about it. It's a caterpillar. It's still in a shell. It's obviously a cocoon.
Like, it's a fucking cocoon.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful butterfly.
So, like, Kazu or...
That's Shido.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dark Mephisto.
So, like, Mr. PR guy, member of the team, has to take Mizuki home in the cab that is now driverless.
And we do not see him until the end of the episode.
Did you guys notice the sticker on the back of the cab? It said, welcome to Japan.
Welcome to Japan. That was funny with him. Because, yeah, like, this entire time, I guess, he was driving What's-Her-Face back to her house or something like that.
I'm like, how far away does she live?
Yeah, and then,
Christ.
Like, I forgot that he did what he was, like, wasn't there.
Yeah,
because,
like,
why are there four of them? Like, aren't there five? And then
he
goes, and he's like, God damn it, I missed it.
I was thinking that, because, like, when they're in the facility while the scientists are poking at the caterpillar, I'm just like, are there really this few of them left?
I'm like, no.
I forgot I was there.
Yeah. And then, so, like, Jin's just in, like, his little, like, chamber or whatever like that, in his hospital bed.
I absolutely laughed my ass off when he touches the electric fence and just, like, spin recoils all the way back on his bed.
And he's just like, food!
I'm fucking hungry!
Food!
Niku! Niku! Niku!
Yeah, I was just thinking of, Ors from, being, like, from One Piece, because he's this giant monster that gets, like, possessed by Luffy's soul. And so the entire time he's just like, meat! Sanji, give me meat! This is really funny.
It kind of reminded me of how in Fi's Paradise Lost, where they can't remember his name right now. Kubo?
Which one?
Kiba?
Kiba?
Yeah, Kiba, in the smart brain cell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then they found out, like, his friends died, and that was sad.
Haruka does a skillful dodging of the question when he's talking to Mamo in the facility, because Mamo turns to him and is like, what, do you hate the team and burgers? And Haruka's like, no, I love burgers. And proceeds to not answer whether he hates the team or not.
Yeah.
I'm like, you clever fuck. And just because you're talking to a man-child.
And later on, Director Lady goes up to Jin in the chamber and he's just like, so you want to explain, like, all this that's been going on? He's like, no.
Hello, old friend. Fuck.
Yeah. No, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
I fucking love how Haruka tries to negotiate with the half the burger he's got.
No! I'm the manager of I'm surprised Haruka was able to go in there. Like, isn't there supposed to be, like, armed guards or something guarding this man? Because he'd be fucking dangerous as shit?
I guess they figured, oh, it's a director's son.
Lane.
What's he gonna do?
Lane.
What?
It's Japan.
That's racist.
They spent all their armed guards at the front gates.
No, they spent all their armed guards trying to take down Godzilla. Because, you know, it's been 60 years, but still trying to throw the military at them.
No, but, like, Haruka, like, shows up at the company, and just a little phone call is like, hi, someone claiming to be your son is like, he's here to see you. And he's like, oh, bring him in.
Yeah. It's like Tony Stark. Please tell me there's not a 12-year-old outside wondering whose dad is. He's 13 and no.
Yeah, so Haruka gets into the room where Jin is and they have a nice little chat about how Jin used to work for Nozama, created the Amazon cells, and volunteered to become Amazon Alpha. And we got that nice little shot of him in his first Henshin flashback without the belt.
Yep. And Jin's just like, oh, yeah, give me that burger, I'll teach you how to, you know, deal with your behavior. Like, I can teach you how to control it and stuff. And Haruka's like, I don't know. And then just director lady comes in, and she's just like, everything's explained or whatever so far.
Something I noticed during the expo when they were explaining about the creation of the Amazons, I had it backwards. I thought they were humans who underwent experiments and became monsters.
No,
but apparently
they're
it's
monsters.
The other way around. They were created as Amazon cells, grew into monsters, and then disguised themselves as humans.
Yeah,
that's
type
number one. And then there's type number two, which is Jin.
And now type three, which is Omega.
Yeah, and then Haruka is a type three.
Which makes me wonder about Mamo.
Mm-hmm. I think Mamo's a type 1.
No, No, he's definitely a type 2.
So he was a human first and then had cells injected into him.
Yes, because really, if he was a type 1, he would have...
like, he would have been a brainless monster.
Exactly.
Then again, he's a man-child. Who the fuck knows? Maybe he's just the smartest type 1.
But yeah, Director Lady...
Wouldn't that be in a fucking weird twist?
He's like the Shelder of his generation. He's just the Shelder of his generation. Nobody likes him, but he's the most powerful one.
I don't understand the...
Shelder is... Isn't Shelder, like, has the highest defense in the second generation?
It's Cloyster. Cloyster's first.
Shelder is first gen, is not fully evolved.
You're thinking of Shuckle.
Right, Shuckle.
Oh.
Terrible, sorry.
That's a weird comparison.
But yeah, Director Lady tries, like, questioning Jin about the belt, and he's just like, "Nah, wouldn't you look at that one?" I'm just like, yeah, you fucking built the goddamn thing. No, you did. You built two of these things. One is a backup for yourself in case your first one messed up, so
how
you
lost that...
it. I feel like there has to be more to having a second belt.
I think he built this belt, because, like, you know, Jin's a scientist. He's smart. I'm like, makes fucking sense.
But here's the thing. If it was meant to be just a backup, why would it be designed different?
And secondly... how would that explain Comrade Sigma, who will be appearing later in the series?
Shh, we're not going to talk about him.
I'm excited to find out about
Sigma. Well, seeming that they want to turn the Amazon...
Don't actually spoil anything.
I don't know anything. I'm just saying, I'm speculating that since the Amazons are over there interested in, you know, mass producing it, maybe Sigma is a thing of the Nozama company.
Very possible. I like that idea.
Yeah. Then
the finale of The Walking Dead happened in the flashback. Because you see the laboratory, and it just blows up. In my head, I'm like, wait, I think I've seen this before.
Yeah, but then it cuts to the team, like, running to fight the Amazon. Because, yeah, the Amazon, it bursts out of its cocoon, and it's this cool, like, kind of, like,
hat-wearing,
noble-looking butterfly motherfucker.
It's like a butterfly magician type deal.
It has, like, wings or, like, the tail coat or something like that.
Also, it's a fan guy.
Also, I love when he bursts out of the cocoon. The fucking purple effects that we're playing, I'm just like, Ivan Ooze is back!
Shino just immediately is just like, fuck, I gotta go do something. Assemble the team.
Yeah.
And then, so they're fighting it, and then Mamoru, like, finds his way there, and he's just like, they're like, Mamoru, what the fuck are you doing changing? I'm not in uniform, sorry! And she's just like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah.
Just keeps fighting, he transforms into Drill or whatever like that.
Yeah, Mole.
Yeah, Mole.
It's around this part that Jin explains his motives. He wanted to kill all the Amazons to clean up his own mess, and that made me realize he's Go.
Yeah.
Wait, how is he Go?
Because Go wanted to destroy all the Roidmutes.
Because he felt the Roidmutes were his responsibility because his father created them, so he wanted to kill them to clean up what he thought was his problem. Amazon Alpha is kind of the same, but in a more directly responsible way, because he actually did create them.
So then Jin, he's like, okay, it's back in the chamber. Jin's just like, okay, Haruka, give me the burger. He's like, no, fuck you.
No, I love this whole scene, because he's like, okay, so your mission is to kill all Amazons, correct? Does that mean you're going to kill Mamo? I said all of them. Then fuck you. I'm going to eat this burger myself. Yeah. Go to hell.
No.
That was the most badass thing he's done so far.
So then, no. The badass thing, so later on, like, he shows up and he's about to fight the Amazon, but then you see, like, you hear the theme playing, and you're like, oh shit, is the episode over? And then you just see him standing there, and then he just, like, activates his belt.
No, before that, he talks to Shido and he's like, I found my reason.
Yeah.
I'm gonna protect who needs to be protected, human or Amazon. Yeah. I'm gonna hunt who needs to be hunted. And if that includes me, I'll let you guys be the ones to kill me instead of Jin.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that.
No, I know. And then you just hear the theme playing, and then transforms, and then he's about to attack or whatever, and then just, believe in Amazon, and he just jumps in and attacks. Still keeps playing the fucking song, because I was like, oh.
The cinematography for that scene matched up with the song amazingly.
Oh, it was fucking perfect. I love that. Like, that was the best tension sequence he's had in the show so far.
Which made it really kind of awkward when the theme played for a second time.
Like, me and Gar were like, really playing it again?
I mean, I guess you have to, based on the format of the show.
Yeah.
Because
so then,
there's no other song.
So he's fighting him, kicking his ass, and then he just does this awesome thing where he just, like, he goes inside to, like, his helmet or whatever, like, or his mind, and you just see him do this smirk, and I was like, whoa, what's he gonna fucking do?
I got flashbacks to Haseo from GU Volume 1 when he transformed into Skate the first time.
Oh, my
God. Same kind of evil evil smile.
And then it does, like, a violent break or whatever like that.
Violent punish.
Yeah, violent punish.
That's while the fight was entertaining, there was some really fucking awkward wire work in this battle.
Oh, yeah. You mean, like, all the tossing and turning?
Yeah, and, like, how he was, like, flipping around and then flipping back. Like, especially when they were outside.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the Starscream?
Hey, I'm
Starscream. You can't tell, but basically I put him in the, like, the how kind of pose.
Yeah. But yeah, destroys the fuck out of the thing. And then
Haruka shows up. He's like, oh, I missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That wasn't
Haruka. Oh, sorry, not Haruka.
His name's Misaki.
Misaki, yeah.
Right. Or Kazuya, whatever.
So then, back in the chamber, Jens is still complaining about food.
Before that, I just love that scene where, like, Mama was like, oh, what do you want to eat? Even though we all know he has no appetite for anything except hamburgers. And, like, Haruka's just standing there, still henching for this entire conversation.
Yeah, it's like, are you hungry? Yeah. Alright, let's go.
I just picture them sitting in a fucking Japanese equivalent of a Burger King. Mama's still shirtless, and Haruka's still transformed.
And there's people out there
why
just, like...
Why a Burger King?
I said Japanese equivalent.
McDonald's.
I don't know. Sure, whatever.
They have McDonald's in Japan.
That's not the point of the joke!
Okay, so then back at Jin's chamber, like, he's still complaining that he's hungry and he needs food, and then Tachibana comes in, and he's just like...
He's like a buck trying to make a sales pitch.
Yeah, he's like, alright, I gotta think. No. You didn't even hear what I wanted to say. Okay, well, anyways. Gets knocked out by Nanaha, who managed to disguise herself as a scientist, infiltrate the fucking company.
And is looking hot as fuck while doing so.
Yeah, and I'm just like, holy shit. And then cuts the wire.
She literally yanks the cord out from the control panel. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it was that easy.
And then Jin just touches it, he's like, whoa! Goes in, tries to get a kiss, just like stuffs like this thermos in his face.
Thermos
like,
of egg soup.
Yeah, and just like drink
no,
that.
Not even egg soup, just, you know, raw egg.
Yeah, and he's like, drinks it. And then just this hilarious scene where, like, the team and Haruka are driving off in the truck, and then you just see this bike with two people on it comes up. And Haruka looks over, it's just like, huh? And then just is like, hey, sup?
See ya. Kill you later! I also love how when they were driving away from the facility, Nanaha threw the fucking lab coat back at them.
Yeah.
Eat this.
And then theme song again. Woo!
But yeah, this was a very good episode. Like, Haruka got a bit more developed, and now we know what his motives are, what he wants to do, and he's being a complete and total badass while doing it. Mamoru's being more and more fucking adorable, and I love that. I like that Haruka is becoming, like, good friends, and he cares a lot about Mamoru, just because, like, they're both fellow Amazons. So
he's
gotta look out for
without the Michi.
He's got to look out for his fellow man. Yeah, exactly.
I wish Mama would get a belt. That would be awesome.
I don't even know. And then, just, you know, we found out more about Jin's origin. He helped make the Amazons, so it's like, alright, cool.
So, next week is episode called Game of the Butchers, and the only unique thing I could pick out from the trailer was that Omega has some sort of sickle weapon now.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, how many weapons does he fucking have in that thing? Imagine it was just the thing where, like, he can just manifest whatever he thinks of.
No.
I want a sickle! Sickle!
We don't know anything about how that belt works.
I want a gun!
I want a better plot.
Ooh,
hey, fuck you.
It's
a good show. For a violent show...
Pulls out X-Aid.
See, I'm very proud of you.
Pulls out Ghost.
As gory and violent as it
I thought
is...
you wanted a better plot.
As gory and violent as it is, I'm glad you're enjoying it, Ichi.
It's not really that gory.
No, but...
It's not gory when it's spandex.
It's like, the worst it is just like some blood... Some, like, different colored blood spray effects.
Yeah, but like I said, episode 4, just...
Yeah, that was I think that's probably the worst thing to get.
You know, it's monsters. So
yeah,
monsters
whatever.
You can you're fine, but
like,
it's actual like humans
yeah,
or something
like,
getting ripped apart.
There's
no
like human entrails or anything in it, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
What with food? Food being like butchered and like killed to death.
I don't know.
Hashtag sausage party.
Oh. We're not gonna talk about that.
Oh.
Food orgy?
Sure. Anyways. Thanks everyone for listening to another week of Enter the Amazon.
Yeah, this is cool. I hope you guys are all watching alongside with us.
Probably not. Or you've probably already watched the whole show and are laughing at how wrong we are about stuff.
Yeah.
Either way, you can find all of our crazy hijinks at castranger.podbean.com. Check out our newly created Patreon and YouTube channels. And find us on Facebook at Radio Sentai Cast Ranger and tweet at us at Ixie Studios, as well as our individual Twitters. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
And believe in Amazon.